السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرت مفتی عبدالقادر صاحب May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with afiyat and good health. Mufti sahab, we have a question. Are we allowed to raise hands and make dua right in front of the grave?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah Jalla wala teaches us in the noble Quran, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ أَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. So whatever Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought and commanded and did, so that you accept. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ أَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatever he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prohibited us from doing, then that we must abstain. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse number 7, in the 28th Supara, 28 Jews. So if you open Muslim Sharif, first you have Bukhari Sharif, and then you have Muslim. Imam Bukhari is a teacher of Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. So Muslim bin Hajjaj, rahimahullah. So you find in Muslim Sharif, Rafa yadayhi thalatha. He, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the graveyard, and remember, raised his hands Mubarak on three occasions. One day, for your information, Mahasaleem, whilst I was studying in Darul Karachi, so Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi, rahimahullah, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu Madrasa Darul Uloom, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri came there. So subhanallah, then we went graveyard. So then the ulama, then the ulum, they didn't raise their hands. So Hazrat Allama bin Nuri raised his hands. And he told them, there's this hadith in Muslim Sharif, you must practice on this also sometimes, you see. So our fatwa verdict is myself, whenever I go to Heidelberg or Lanesia, and this is the graveyard we visit normally. So Heidelberg, my hometown, my parents, my brothers and them are buried there. I always raise my hands 99% of the time. Yeah, in Lanesia, my mother-in-law is buried. So remember to raise the hands by the graveyard, totally permissible. Whatever is in the Quran, Hadith, 100% we accept. You want to leave it down? So that is permissible, it's not compulsory. But is it permissible? 100% permissible. No problem. Surah 59, verse number 7, Hadith in Muslim Sharif. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hands Mubarak thrice in the graveyard.
Isab, this hadith at the time and dua zahab al zahab wa btallat al furuq, when should this dua be recited?
Remember that both these ahadiths are mentioned in Abu Dawood before making iftar. So now the muazzin renders the adhan, maghrib time, sunset time, 2-3 minutes after sunset. So before taking the dates or drinking the water, then say, these are the words in Abu Dawood, Allahumma laka sumtu, O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, for your love and your pleasure I kept this fast. And Allahumma laka sumtu, wa ala rizqika aftartu, and now on your risk, on your sustenance, we make iftar, I make iftar. So that will be before you take the dates and water and so forth, so on. Now we had the dates, we had the water, we have the tea, we have the samosas, we have bajas, and whatever else people, mashallah, yeah, in Indonesia, I go to Jami Masjid for more than 20 years now, you know, we have lesson there before Maghrib, and before the Adhan, make dua, and so forth, so wonderful atmosphere there. So mashallah, then the people, they just all smiling now, and they forget the dua. So this dua, sunnah to read after iftar, before the Maghrib Salat. What is the dua? Learn it, O Ummah. O esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Zahaba Zama'u. The thirst is gone. Zama'u, what a zoi. Zwa. You know what you say, zoi. So, Zahaba Zama'u. Wabatallatil uruku. The veins have become moistened and wet. وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله, and the reward is already established إن شاء الله, Allah willing. Both these ahadith are mentioned in Abu Dawood, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Nawwarullah Marqadahu. According to me, one of the greatest, you understand, scholars produced, and fuqaha and jurors produced in Indo-Pak, in his book, and that which they used to give out there when we were studying also Ahkam Ramadan, he said that Allama Lakasumtu is before iftar, and Zahaba Zamau is after iftar, and that is what we practice on, that is what we teach everybody, alhamdulillah.
Mufti Sahab, when is Eid al-Fitr in South Africa? And number two, must the staff work on Eid Day in our factories and in our shops, our Muslim staff?
Okay, here there are three questions. Question number one is this, when is Eid? So here in South Africa, remember that tomorrow, that Sunday, will be the 22nd fast, right? So next week, Sunday, will be 29th. So we started on Sunday, and the last Sunday will be 29th. Then that Sunday evening, we have to scan the sky. The chances are very good. It will be sighted, inshallah. So inshallah, inshallah, everything goes well with Allah's help, mercy and grace and benevolence. Then Eid al-Fitr, South Africa, Southern Africa, will be Monday, the 31st of March. Those of you who have to apply for leave and so forth, so put that date down, 31st March, Monday, inshallah. Obviously, we have to wait for our moon samis and man cakers and all of them. And we all have to look for the moon and scan the sky and so forth. Saudi Arabia, you know, there they got different type of moon samis, you understand? The characters, half crack, if you ask me, just like their leaders. So there, the moon will be 6-7 hours or less. And they will tell you in Tumeir or in Sudair, you see. So there, they got Tumeir and Sudair and all these places. Tumeir is very famous. So there, the sun just sets, they got there, they just look kali kali, moon sighted, finished. So they might have Eid on Sunday. I wouldn't be surprised if they go for Sunday Eid, because they started fasting on Saturday. And remember, the last Saturday, that next week, it will be 29 days. So Saturday evening, they'll scan the sky, and you watch. If they say sighted, the word Tumeir will come out. All cooked up. Haramis for past 40 years, they destroyed the Islam of Muslims. Their fasting is cooked up. Their Hajj is cooked up. Their Eid is cooked up. You must remember this. And you can't make dua against the Jutlas in the Jummah, Khutbah, all that. So yesterday, Faisal Ghazawi, his forefathers come from Gaza. He couldn't use the word. So he made long dua. But remember, he couldn't use the word against the Yahud and so forth. So these are MBS, Murtad, Harami, Shaitans. So anyway, so that is the first issue. Well, when is Eid? So Eid will be South Africa, 31st of March, Monday. And those countries following Saudi and that, according to what I see, remember, they'll go for Sunday Eid. That's what it looks like, you understand? I can't say 100%, but that's what it looks like. Second one, very interesting question. I'm running a factory, a shop, a business, an enterprise, and what have you. I have Muslim staff. Now, I tell the Muslim staff, Eid day, after Eid Salat, all that, breakfast, then you must come here to job, and it's normal day, and it's end of the month also, you see, 31st March. So now, is it right to tell the Muslims to come to work? So I will pose one question to you. Do you close for Christmas? Do you close for New Year? Christmas, New Year got nothing to us. So remember, Christmas is cooked up. It definitely is not the birth date of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, the birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. So we discussed this many a time. Jesus was born, peace be upon him, in summer. And Christmas, 25th December, is winter in Palestine. I've been there in December. So you must remember that. So therefore, it's a cooked up story by the Christians and the Pope and all these shaitans. And New Year also is cooked up. You must remember that your New Year starts on 1st of March. Therefore, you must remember your December means 10, your November means 9, your October means 8. How? When March is the first of your New Year. So all cooked up. So if you're closing your shop for this kafir holidays and non-Muslims, so it's better, we won't say compulsory, we say it's better you close also Eid day. And if you can't close, then remember, tell the Muslim staff that for you is off. and let the non-Muslim staff work. And if you can't do that, give them half day off. At least they can spend some quality time with their wives, with their children, and so forth. Before I went for Fajr, I was telling you about Sheikh Yahya, that Hafiz Yahya. He's an interesting character, that person. And you know, the Imam there in Masjid al-Taqwa, Soweto. So I asked him, he announced, he said his daughter is getting married yesterday, that after Asr, you know. So I gave a talk after the Salat also about Nikah and so forth. So then I asked him, Sheikh, how many wives you got? He said, 3. I said, Subhanallah, how many children? He said, 8. I said, Sheikh, that's why you're so busy, daytime and nighttime. We can't get hold of you also. So you must remember that. So he's an interesting character, you see. So now in a case like that, if you can't give off and all that, so it'll be unethical and so forth, that you close for non-Muslim and you don't close for Muslim. So my advice, close up, and if you can't close, then at least give the Muslim staff off the whole day. If you can't, then at least half day give them off. That is our mashura and our advice to you.
Mufti sahab, that woman used black dye on her hair.
Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's father. Write this down, students, ulama, you the public. Remember, if somebody has to ask you, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, the greatest person, personality, to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu salam, although the kafir Shias, they hate Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar and their daughters, Shia the pakka kafir. So totally out of the fold of Islam, Khomeini and those who follow him, all pakka kafirs. So you must remember that he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, what is his name? 90%, 80% of the Ummah doesn't know. His name is Abdullah. His great father, his kunya agnomen is Abu Quhafa. But what is his name? His father's name, Uthman. So what is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's name and father's name? Abdullah bin Uthman radiallahu anhumah. Father and son, both Sahaba. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr's rank is much, much higher than his father. So now the father embraced Islam afterwards. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him one day, and his beard Mubarak and his hair Mubarak, all gone whitish, greyish. Nabi alayhi salam told him, Ya Aba Quhafa, ghayyiru shayb, that all this grey, grey, white, white hair you got there, change it. Meaning that apply some mehndi, apply some henna, apply some dye or what have you, you know, for us to understand. Wajtanibu sawad, and abstain from black. Therefore, for male and female, Muslim and Muslima, to use black dye, not permissible. And to use, you must remember, black henna, mehndi, not permissible. Whether on the beard or whether on the head. So not permissible. Use brown, dark brown, and so forth and so on. So I use, the people say, you got very nice mehndi. It's not mehndi, it's just dye. You must remember that. So mashallah, they will got time for mehndi and all that. So we just put dye and we look there. We practice on this hadith, mashallah. So in that way, black dye, haram. Other colors, permissible.
Mufti sahab, a 20-year-old female, unmarried, living with her parents, is a chronic patient. She does not have enough funds to pay for her medical bills. Her parents are also average. Can they give their zakat to their daughter to pay for her medical expenses?
Allah Jalla Wala give you, daughter, complete shifa. Number one, never ever lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 39, verse 53, Surah Zumar, and this is in the 24th Juz, 24th Supara. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever become disillusioned and despair in the mercy of Allah. Read now with me, sister. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma shfini. Allahumma shfini. Ya Allah, give me shifa. Ya Allah, give me shifa. Read chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, verse 83, in the 17th Juz, 17th Supara. The dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, and where he cried for 17, 18, 19 years. Different ulama wrote different amounts. Remember that, and that is أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. You see, the word came again. Ya Allah, this calamity, this catastrophe has struck me. وأنت أرحم الراحمين. Whilst you exclusively, Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Question, can you, the parents, for your daughter's bills, medical bills, which are going to hundreds of thousands, can we give zakat? Totally haram, not permissible. Parents, grandparents cannot give zakat to children, grandchildren. Grandchildren, children cannot give to parents and grandparents. Tell your family members, because the bill will be very high, that they must help and assist with lillah money, or they can give zakat money because she doesn't have the means. So in that case, there they can give zakat. The uncles, aunties, sisters, brothers, nephew, nieces, all of them. But you parents, you can't give zakat, not permissible. And if you gave, you have to repay it. That will not be considered as zakat.
Mufti Saab, can a well-wisher pay for an umrah trip for an individual that is mustahik of zakat? They want to gift it to the recipient.
When I was there in Newcastle, 20 years, January 81 to 2001, there. So we're not mustahik of zakat, and I never took zakat in my life. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah Ta'ala protect us also. We must always ask Allah, we rather become the giver of zakat than the receiver of zakat. Always remember that. Al-yadul ulya khayru min al-yadi sufla. The one who pays the zakat and charity is much superior and better than the one who receives it. But sometimes it used to happen there in Newcastle, and that the people come, we say, go, here's ticket for you, go for umrah, or go for hajj, you understand? I say, why? He said, no, you do God's work. I say, okay, I'll go, no problem. But it must be lillah, not zakat. I say, no, it's lillah. So if some well-wisher comes and they tell you, you can go for umrah, and that is fine. So you must remember, now how many people tell us, but I myself don't go. You see, it's 5 years now exactly. So you must remember that in a case like this. So if that person is mustahik, deserving of zakat, you want to give him zakat, you can't make a condition. You must go for umrah. You can just make a suggestion that is good if you go for umrah, or you book the ticket and package for him or her, and she goes with the husband or with the mahram, and then it's permissible, no problem with that.
Isab, can I sponsor a deg of halim at sadaqah for my parents, or does it have to come from lillah funds?
Not from sadaqah. That you will tell people must come here, ABC point and XYZ place, collect halim, halim, does halim. I must tell you one story just now, very nice it was. My brother from Lesotho sent it to me. So anyway, so it must be from lillah funds. You can't give from sadaqah money in there. There's rich and poor, everybody picking up. They come there where they are, you understand, that canes and so forth. How they should come to our high house and pick it up when I was so young in the 60s and that, you know. And I must run around there and say, what are these people here? They say, Halim Abai, or Halim Bawa Aruche. You see, the Surti people, Gujarati people. So anyway, so that was history. Now let's get on the geography. So this brother from Lesotho, he sends me a voice clip. So the guy speaking is an African, right? He say, man, I don't know these Indian people. They have something, it's called halimu. It's called halimu. And then they like the halimu. And then Tarawih time comes. Then they are burping and everything. They're not chasing the angels out of the mosque. They're chasing the angels right out of the continent of Africa. So what the laugh I had, they say, halimu. They say, brothers, have halimu, but little bit. Not so much. You must remember, you come disturb us all in our mosque, and you chase the angels away. So yes, that's right, brothers. Oh, the continent is wrong, obviously. But remember that to have so much halimu, and you disturb everybody else, and burp the whole time. So that's not right, remember that. Everything in moderation. And you imams, be very, be careful with the halimu. Just now you go into sajda, then the halimu comes out. So remember the wind and all that. So be very, very careful, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, what's the ruling on Eid Salah when you're traveling?
So Eid Salat, Taraweeh Salat is not essential for people who are Musafir. So now you must remember today people with their flights. Now the people say that I'll be Mad'ah. And let's say that I leave there from Makkah, Jeddah, Medina, Sunday. So I must eat Salat there. And then I got a flight via this country. By the time I land in South Africa, I must eat Salat here also. So now am I a sinner? You're not a sinner. So you must eat Salat in Makkah, Medina, or wherever you are. And you came to South Africa, you must, because you're Musafir. But common sense is not common. It's not that they made the booking for you. You made the booking. So you should have rather come 1-2 days earlier or make Eid Salat there in Makkah, Medina, and thereafter come. So anyway, if you must Taraweeh because you're Musafir, no sin. You must Eid Salat because you are a Musafir, no sin. And for ladies, there's no Eid Salat, meaning it's not compulsory at all, even if you're at home, according to all four schools. Therefore, our fatwa verdict is for ladies to go to the masjid, to go to the Eidgah, for Eid Salat, all is haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, can I embrace my cousin on Eid Day and say Eid Mubarak?
Ah, a lot of things will be embracing. So you must remember now, you say, no, this is Chacha's are banned, and this is Mama's are banned, and this is my cousin. So then you press her, and she press you, and a lot of things will be pressing, you know. I'm asking you one question. You go and embrace her. Your chest will touch her bosom. It's right all that I'm asking you. Absolutely haram. We did so much good in Ramadan, and then we pour water over everything. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَدْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا. There was a mad lady, insane, there in Makkah Mukarramah, Allah protect us. And then from all Sayyul Askam, dreaded diseases, insanity and everything else. So she used to take the yarn, she used to take the cotton, the wool, whole day she used to, you know, make the roll and so forth and so on. Evening time comes, then she just releases it. And now all the effort in vain. So many hours she would spend. So Almighty Allah gives her example. You the Ummah, wala takunu. You must not be kallati, like that lady, naqadad ghazlaha, that who now untied that yarn and cotton and wool and what have you, min ba'di quwwatin ankatha, after making it so solid and firm and so forth. So that is what we do. Now we want to go meet at Zoo Lake. Say, no, I want to check my cherry little bird. I didn't see her the whole month, so I want to give her a peck on the neck. You see that? I want to meet my cousin and theirs. So then my chest will touch her bosoms, and then the chemistry will work. You see that? All haram dandas, all that. So Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 16, verse number 92. So that is about the lady who was crazy. Second one, wala taqrabu zina. Do not even go near fornication, adultery. So this is going to that direction. Absolutely haram. Our society, we are bombarded by the Western culture, and the Muslim, 90% of them, suffer from the inferiority complex, and they think white is right and the West is the best. So then they want to apply those laws. Quran says, do not even go near, do not even approach zina, fornication, adultery. These are the stepping stone to adultery, what you're suggesting. Meet your cousin, meet your relatives. Innahu kana fahisha is something obscene and indecent. Chapter 17 and verse number 32. Absolutely haram and not permissible. You want to meet people on Eid Day, so then tell them, Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. We will be in Komatipur, inshallah, inshallah. So last year we were there, good time they gave us. So we decided again, let's go there. So Barberton, Nelspruit, and Malalan, very beautiful areas. So mashallah, then Eid Day we there. So I tell them, see, you're going home now. So after the Eid Salat and all that, so you must say, Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. It's sunnah and nabawiyyah. Nabi alayhi salam used these words, Rawahu al-Bayhaqi, the hadith Imam Bayhaqi, and Allama ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahimahullah, one of the greatest scholars of hadith of all time. He mentioned in Fathul Bari, the commentary of Bukhari Sharif, when Sahaba used to meet each day, they used to say and tell one another, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, may Allah accept from us, may Almighty Allah accept from you, male to male, may female to female. No cousin, relative, and that going to give a peck on the neck to somebody else's wife who got nothing to do with you. It's jaiz all that. And she will be forward or you forward. You just give her a touch there on the bosom. You see, all this haram business there. So definitely haram, not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, a few naughty boys were prevented from breaking their fast at iftar time as a punishment. Is this allowed in Islam?
So what they did, they stole all the samosas. So you must remember that. I like that question. It reminds me of my youth. We never stole the samosas. We just took all the nice samosas and put it our side. And those samosas that were not proper drihu kuli cook, they weren't proper triangle. We say, leave this for these old tapas there, these old people, they can eat, you see. So that's not right. So what you did, you told them you can't make iftar for half an hour, 1 hour. You made them like Shias. The Shia kafirs, they make Maghrib Salat, iftar half an hour, 20 minutes after sunset. Not permissible to do that. You should have detained them. Tell them, read 20 rakats namaz after Maghrib. Read 6 rakats after Maghrib. Something like that you should have told them. But to delay their iftar, that the hadith in Targhib wa Tarheeb, is the habit of the Jutlas and the Jews. I gave you the reference. And the Jews' children are the Shias. You see that? So if you want that, you must go open that Rijalul Kashi by Allama Nawbakhti. And in there he wrote, these are all Shia books and Shia authors, that the founding father of Shia Azam, Abdullah bin Sabah, wakana Yahudi, and he was a Jew. So the Shias are Pakka Haramis and Pakka children of the Jutlas. Therefore, if the Shias and the Yahud fight, we got nothing to do with them. Let them kill one another. We don't support any one of them, both haramis, as far as we're concerned.
Mufti Sahab, I'm in a situation where I don't know whether this girl is right for me or not in marriage. I'm going to start reading Istikhara. I just want to find out what du'as can I read.
So now, my brother, you confuse or your fuses are blown. Must you get married to Aisha, Fatima, Zainab, Jamila? You're not like Sheikh Yahya in Soweto, Masjid al-Taqwa. I say, I just take all three wives. It's all right. So I told him, you rich guy, you know. So anyway, so my brother, you just take one wife. So now read with me. Leave all that what you suggesting. I'm going to make istikhara, then I'm going to sleep, and I'm going to dream, and all that. That sleeping after istikhara and dreaming, nothing is mentioned like that in Quran or Sunnah. It's just a suggestion, an opinion of some ulama. It's not something based on wahi or revelation. So the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi. Read now, my brother, with me, and you think about her, that lady who you want to marry, Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, Jamila. Think of her and read, Allahumma khirli, khirli, khara, khere, Allahumma khirli, O beloved Allah, select the best for me, wakhtarli, and you choose for me. We got married, no istikhara, nothing. I just saw, and I said, tomorrow is nikah. No, after Ramadan nikah. So 10 Shawwal we got married. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Hazrat Aisha, 10 Shawwal. So you got the answer now? What your heart says? So that's your answer. You are happy, she's happy, her parents are happy. So in Shawwal, you get married is Sunnah and Nabawiyyah, Hadith in Tirmidhi, Barakallahu Fik. Today, this afternoon, 2 to 4 is Q&A, inshallah, on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, with Suleiman Esop and myself. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.